Pat Kaler from Visit Buffalo Niagara joining us live on WBEN. And Pat, we're talking about cruise ships coming to Buffalo. The governor making the announcement that a letter of intent has been signed, at least one so far, then there's hopefully going to be more, bringing a 200-passenger ship to Buffalo starting in 2027. You have to love the news.
I am so excited about this news. It's a long time coming, and I applaud the governor for all of her efforts to bring Great Lakes Cruises to Buffalo.
How do you measure the impact of this announcement?
Yeah, so Victory Cruises, which will be the first one to be coming in 2027, they are one of the newer companies that have come back to the Great Lakes. And I believe right now they're estimating maybe two cruises that will be coming through, so 400 different passengers. That's just going to be the beginning of things. But in 2025, they are estimating that over 22,000 people will be taking Great Lakes cruises on all of the eight different companies that do have vessels in the Great Lakes. There are eight different ships that do cruise the Great Lakes at this point. And the overall economic impact is well over $230 million throughout the entire Great Lakes.
It's a big impact. I think the question now shifts to, all right, what's it going to look like when these people get off of this ship? We know that a terminal is going to be constructed, but it's along the outer harbor. It'll take some transportation or something to get a lot of people to where they might want to go in Buffalo. What does that look like in your mind?
Yeah, so we've been doing our own research, working with the state and Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation on what that could look like for Buffalo. And we still have 2 years to go as to figure out what we want to do. But Visit Buffalo Niagara will definitely be stepping up our efforts to welcome those cruise passengers, you know, creating a welcoming environment, an exciting opportunity when those cruise ships come into the port out at the outer harbor, you know, working with transportation companies to get the excursions organized very easily, very cleanly, to get people off the boat, onto the buses, and get out and experience the destination. And the great thing about Victory Cruises is the types of things that they're passengers like to do. They're very much into architecture, they're into presidential history, and outdoor recreation and parks. And we check all three of those boxes, along with so many other opportunities that they can enjoy while they're in Buffalo for their stop.
Wow. I mean, this is going to be a big change for the outer harbor, right? Which, you know, everybody uses, but it's relatively quiet until these cruise ships come in, right?
Yeah, I think this will be a catalyst for more development to take place at the outer harbor, some more amenities that can be put into place, you know, maybe some restaurants. I know they've been talking about some water features. Obviously, restrooms are going to be needed out there as well. But you might get people that want to just stay on the boat and maybe just explore the shores of Lake Erie, maybe not go on an excursion. So that could be a great opportunity, again, for more activations right at the outer harbor itself.
All right, so a lot happening there. You know, I'm picturing it's National Chicken Wing Day. This has to be a pretty interesting thing for a lot of local businesses. I'm picturing like the Anchor Bar bus or something like that, picking people up off the ship and taking them right to the original home or something to that effect.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's just one of our great storytelling opportunities is to talk about the wings, you know, not just during National Chicken Wing Day or during the festival, but year-round, you know, we have our Buffalo Wing Trail that Visit Buffalo Niagara has developed. Right now, you can actually go online and take our wing personality test and find out what wings or what your type of wings and if you're a ranch, but we know that's forbidden in Buffalo, or if you like wet naps or napkins themselves. And we'll develop a whole list of places that you would like to go to for your type of wing. Also, you can go online today and register to win tickets to the Wing Festival on our website, too. So highly encourage your listeners to go and try to win some tickets to the festival, which is actually earlier this year. It's the last weekend of August because Labor Day is early this year.
Yeah. Actually, we'll be speaking to Drew Cerza, the Wing King, a little over an hour from now. Pat, I want to also bring up cross-border travel. You launched Buffalo Loves Canada, a campaign back on Canada Day, July 1st. to drive an increase in cross-border travel by Canadians. I mean, it's almost a full month. Has there been any uptick? Have you seen any measurable impact from that?
Well, what we have been able to measure is Canadian traffic to our website. Prior to the Canada Day, we have seen drastic reductions, anywhere from 62 to 73 per month of Canadians not coming to our website. When we launched this promotion on Canada Day, we saw a 78% increase in our overall traffic to our website. We also are doing a promotion that ends tomorrow to win a $500 gift card, but you have to be a Canadian resident to enter. We've had over 1,000 people who have registered to win that $500 gift card. So we're pleased at least seeing that there is interest, that there are people who are looking at Buffalo. The cross-border numbers for June were still down. We haven't gotten July yet, so that will be yet another measurement. But July is one of our top hotel occupancy months, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what those numbers might be when they come out in mid-August. But I'm at least happy to see some interest in Buffalo, and to see that 78% increase in a very short period of time of Canadians coming to our website. So that shows that they are interested in finding out what's happening in Buffalo. And, you know, it still goes back to the overall sentiment about being a 51st state, you know, taking their sovereignty very seriously. And we just want to go out with that very welcoming message. Buffalo is here when you're ready to come back and visit us.
How hard is it to find out that why? Is it the exchange rate? Is it nationalism? Is it something else? How difficult is it to come to that conclusion?
Well, I tell you, every time that I do an interview on Canadian media, I am inundated with emails, phone calls. Our social media gets a hit that says it's not about the tariffs. It's not about the exchange rate. Truly, it's about our sovereignty not being taken seriously. And I typically will respond to every single one of those emails or phone calls to let them know. And I have changed my vernacular, too, when I've spoken to Canadian media, just letting them know we do take your sovereignty very seriously. We enjoy being a border country with Canada. We enjoy that our Canadian friends do come back and forth across our border, as well as U.S. visitors going across and Buffalonians going across. So we have friends and families on both sides of the border, and we just want to get back to that place where we're all, you know, welcoming on either side of the border, Americans going to Canada or Canadians coming into our destination, and that, you know, we do have mutual respect for each other in that way, and that, you know, we just want to get back to that happy place again.
All right. Hey, Pat, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Pat Kaler, president of Visit Buffalo Niagara.